The question was asked with this theory, replacement theory, that other peoples will take the place of the people of Israel. What do our sages say about that? So the Tanakh addresses that. The Torah addresses that. We just read the curses of the Torah, where the Torah warns when the people of Israel will transgress, Hashem will punish them. And the Torah gives a whole long list of punishments. And then the Torah says, Ve'av gam zot biyotam be'eretz oyvehim, even when I've put them under their enemies, lo me'astim ve'lo galtim l'chalotam, I haven't been completely disgusted with them to the point of annihilation. Ki I am Hashem, their God. I'm making the covenant with them that I'll punish them if they misbehave. But I will not abscond our relationship. They are still my chosen people. There's a verse, Ani Hashem lo shiniti v'atei bnei Yaakov lo chilitem. I, Hashem, I don't change. And so to you, my children of Israel, will never be annihilated. So we have verses. I could quote you sages, but I'd rather quote the earlier text. We have verses in Torah. We have verses in prophets where we are clearly told that even though we will be punished, Hashem doesn't let go. In the prophet Ezekiel, the people came after the destruction of the first temple and they said, God destroyed the temple, God exiled us from Israel. So obviously we're like a wife that's been divorced or a slave that's been sold. The earlier the husband or the first master can't come and say, now serve me. That's what the elders said to Yechezkel. And then Yechezkel has a long chapter telling them, let's review our history. Our history has nothing to do with that. You haven't been divorced, you're still Hashem's wife. And even if you look closely at the Book of Lamentations, where we discuss the destruction, Jeremiah is very careful to describe Hayata ki almana. The Jewish people were like a widow. We're not a widow. Our husband is still around. Right now, he was upset at us. We hope we've made amends. Maybe the fact that we're back here is a good indication. But that's the tradition we have. Again, with sources in the Torah, sources in the prophets, in the writings, that we're not going to be replaced.